As we get prepared, we'll have head coach Derek Dooley. We'll give a few opening comments about this week's game at Auburn, the start of the 2009 season. Then we'll open up for questions. And following coach, we'll have Daniel Porter and Antonio Baker joining us as well. So whenever you're
ready. All right, thanks, Patrick. Appreciate you guys coming first. This is probably the biggest crowd we've had in a long time. Certainly everybody's excited the training camp is over with, and we can now focus our attention on our first opponent. What a challenge it is. They have a new staff, new attitude. Everything you read out of Auburn is positive. And certainly the challenge for us is going to be so many things, starting with the atmosphere. We have historically not played well on the road against these kind of opponents. And I think if you look at history, the last 13 times Tech has gone on the road against a SEC or Big 12 or what have you football team, we're not only have we not won one, but we've gotten beat up pretty bad. And it's the same holds true since I've been here the past 2 years. You know, even last year, going to Kansas was one of our worst football games we played all year. So the question is why? Why? Certainly the team you're playing has a lot to do with it, but I think it's also important to learn how to play your best in those environments, and we haven't done that. So we have a lot of demons we're going to have to overcome in order to play well, and that's not getting affected by the environment. That's not getting affected by any success or adversity that you hit in the game, and that's going to be the big challenge for our football team. Schematically, this week is a big challenge because we have a new head coach. We have a new coordinator on all three phases. So we're scouring film all over the country to try to figure out what they're going to do. But then you watch all that scheme and you never get to watch the guy you're going against. So it really poses a challenge in preparation for the players. So I think the important thing is that we go in sound on all phases, fundamentally sound. And like I said, hopefully our team will go out there and perform like we're capable of performing, which we have not done in these types of games. So I'll let you guys take it from here.
Well, you won the Independence Bowl, and that was a large crowd. Is that going to help at all?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, but 41,000 where 40,000 are for you is a lot different than 85,000 where a couple of thousand are for you. So it's not just a large crowd. This will be double the Independence Bowl size, and everybody in the stadium is going to be pulling against you.
You've got a pretty good resource to deal with that, and your dad, he's, you know, certainly been through some wars there at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any plans to talk to him? Or have you...
Well, I've been through a few, too, when I was at LSU. It's a tough place to play, not just because of the environment, but because of the team you're playing against. They've always had a very physical football team, great on defense and special teams, and it makes it very frustrating for you. But, you know, I think it's also when your team is not used to playing in those kinds of environments, there's only so much you can prepare them for. It's just a matter of keep throwing it out there and keep sticking it out there, and eventually you play better.
Have you talked to him about it?
My father?
Yeah, about just the whole, you know, how he was in so many rivalries.
I wouldn't say I've talked to him specifically about this one. Certainly over the years, I've had plenty of time to talk about him on all that. I don't need an emergency phone call here.
What do you expect offensively from them with this?
Mm-hmm.
Gus being the coordinator?
Well,
what kind of?
They do a great job of misdirection. They do a great job of tempo. They're going to play fast to try to get you winded and try to get you out of position. A lot of misdirection to create confusion. And then I know they're going to try to run the football and then hit you with play-action passes on all levels of the field. And so his offense has always kept defenses on their heels. And it's very difficult to prepare for, especially because of the tempo. So it'll be a big challenge for us. We haven't seen anything like this.
That was kind of my question is, everybody here spread, but he was known for running the football at Tulsa. And they might have one of the most underrated tailbacks in the conference. And Ben,
yeah, they have. Well, they have two great tailbacks. And they're going to try to run the football. There's no doubt in my mind. I know that's kind of the Auburn way, and they want to get to that. But, you know, if you sit there and all you're worrying about is the run, he's got so much misdirection and play action off the run game that he can really sting you down the field. But certainly their offense is going to be built around those two backs, and they're good.
Coach, every week, and obviously in this game, is a challenge, and you guys love challenges. That's why you do this. But when you were opening with your comment, maybe it was just the first comment of the year, but you seemed to get a little more excitement in your voice when you said that you're talking about this kind of challenge. Is this those that you look forward to?
The opener is always fun, no matter who you're playing. But certainly, if you were going to say, what's a challenge, it's hard to draw one up any tougher than this. To go into an SEC team with a story tradition, with against a new staff who you have very little preparation time for. So it is a challenge, but that's fine. These are the kind of games that we should want to be in, and until we learn how to compete better in these games, we still have a long way to go with the program.
You obviously want to be in these games a lot.
I think they're fun, you know, as long as you play well. What's not so fun is what's happened to us in the last few times in these games. You know, I think back to Kansas last year, even Boise State last year. I think back to the year before at Ole Miss and LSU and Cal, where you turn on the film on Sunday and you can't even do the simple things right. And it has nothing to do with who you're playing and everything to do with how you're affected in the game. And I think that's the challenge for us. If we can execute the simple things, because sometimes, and you know, I've been on the other side. The other team comes in, doesn't play well because they're affected by the helmet and the environment and the band and the atmosphere. And you got good players, and they're hitting you and stinging you. So, if we can just maintain a little bit of a calm, clear head, and go out and execute the little things, that's all I care about. I just want us to play our best.
Have you found, now again, kind of my next question, that your team, I guess we'll find out Saturday, mentally strong to where if the tide starts to turn, that all of a sudden they don't start panicking? I know you can only say so much. It's got to be within themselves to do it.
That's right. And every team's different. Every team's different. I think one of the great characteristics about last year's team down the stretch was it didn't matter what happened in the game. They never got phased. But this team's different. Just because last year's team didn't get affected, doesn't mean this year's team won't get affected. And that's, you know, when everybody talks about who are the leaders, where's the leadership, what's the leadership on your football team, I've said from day one, I'll let you know when we hit some adversity. And as much adversity as we can try to create in training camp, there's nothing like a game when they're pouring it on you and your back's to the wall and people start jawing at each other a little bit, and that's when you find out. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities to find out who the leaders are come Saturday.
How exciting is this week for you guys? We've been about 8 months at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. What's it feeling like when you and the players right now?
Well, I think, you know, I told the team it's important when they left last Friday to reflect back on the work that they've put in this spring and this summer and two-a-days. And I think that's important so when they come back, they're recharged, because you can get into a rut a little bit. This is the next thing, but this really isn't the next thing. This is the season. And this game is one out of 12 opportunities you got to make a statement about your program and about you as an individual. And if you can't get ready for it now, we got a lot of problems.
Do you feel like this game will set the tone for the rest of the season?
No, I've never been one to put, you know, the season on a game. Whether we win or lose, it's not going to define our season. What's going to define it is how we compete over the course of the year and how we respond to some of the tough things that happen. So I said that after, you know, last year Mississippi State game. You know, we won, and everybody gets all feeling good, and then the next thing you know, we're 3-4. So it's just a game. It's one game of 12. And if you play really well, you hope you build on it. If you play really poorly, you hope you learn from it. And what matters is your body of work over 12 games.
How does this camp and heading into the season feel compared to the other 2 years? Like, I guess, ready-wise, year and, you know, fine-tuning?
Mm-hmm. I think the one noticeable difference is it just seems like a lot more stability in what we're doing, a lot more understanding of the expectations of what we're doing. And in some ways, that can be a bad thing. Is it too much of the same old hat? You know, so I've had a tough time getting a beat on the personality of this team, but I do every year. You know, I mean, I don't know why. Just it's hard to get a beat on things until you're out there playing the football games. But I've sensed a real comfort level that this team has with what we're doing and how we're doing. And I think that's a good thing.
Is there anything you can do to simulate the hostile environment, you know, the noise, the intensity, that sort of thing in practice?
You know, I know a lot of people, they do those, play a loud music in practice, and I mean, I end up just getting a headache in practice. So, I don't, you know, I don't think you can prepare for it. You know, we're going to work on some silent stuff, and there are some things you can do in practice, but at the end of the day, it's an ability to eliminate all conflict in your mind, being calm in the midst of chaos, because that's what it is. And if you can do that, if you can quiet your mind, you know, and I don't want to get too, you know, zen-ish here, but that's what it is. I mean, it is. And the good players can totally quiet their mind in the middle of competition, no matter what's going on around them. And you say, hey, did y'all hear, did you know this? Oh, no, I didn't even notice it. That's what the good ones do.
That eagle flying over isn't going to pump anybody up.
It's not going to pump me up.
Any question marks as far as your starters go or anything like that at this point?
We got a lot of them, as we do every year. So I hope, I mean, I hope we're going to go against, the, you know, the best front we'll see all year, short of LSU. So I hope our veteran offensive line can hold up blocking, because if we can't block their defensive line, it doesn't matter what play you call. I hope our receivers show the progress that they've made over training camp. I hope Ross shows the progress he's made. I hope our young tailbacks are ready to go. I hope our corners can hold up. I hope we get a pass rush. I'm nervous about all the freshmen that are playing. I mean, where do you? How about our freshman kickers and punters? Do we have any question marks? We got a lot, huh? We got a lot.
What do you like about, though, really, going into this game about your team, Derek?
Well, I do think we have more experience than we ever had. And so I'm hoping that translates into playing their best. You know, most of the times you go in these environments and you don't play very well, it's because of the newness of it and the shock value. And so I'm hoping because we have so many guys returning that there's not this shock value imposed on us.
Yeah, all those guys returning, they were here. They beat an SEC team last year. Mm-hmm. Does that help at all?
I hope so.
Here and not there, yeah. But they should have some confidence from that.
Well, I hope so. And like I said, one game doesn't make a program, but I think you have to go out and show that you can consistently compete against these teams if you're going to ever earn any respect. I mean, you can't just have one big upset win. I mean, that's been the history here. Great win, and then the next 10, you get beat 50-5. You know, and that's not what we're trying to accomplish. And I keep saying consistency in performance over time. And so this is a big step. And if we go out and we get blown out, then we got a much longer hoe ahead of us. If we go out and compete and put up a good fight the way I hope we can, then no matter what the result, it's progress. Because, I mean, just look at every time you have a big win, what happens the next time you get in those situations? It's been disastrous.
I know you don't want to run a whole lot of them out there, but do you have an idea how many freshmen that are probably going to play on Saturday?
Yeah, I have an idea. But the kicker and the punter, there's two. Two runners, there's four. Chad Boyd, Quinn Giles, that's six. Javonte Crow is seven. Lyle Feet may make eight. Who am I missing?
That's still a pretty good number to have eight out there to start the season.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Kind of a good number.
Yeah. I mean, it's eight. It's an eight. I mean, I enjoy reading the articles about how thin Auburn is. And that's all I've heard. And,
well, can you speak
they say they have 79 on scholarship. We got 78. And we got about eight freshmen going to be playing. And but that's how it is. We've been that way every year. And it's going to take, I mean, I told you guys that. It's going to take 4, 5, 6 years to get that out, you know, because what happens, you get your first two classes in, you're playing a lot of freshmen because of attrition. Then you get your next two, and you're kind of recruiting over. You know, they're pretty good. And so them guys you signed 2 years ago, these guys are maybe a little better, so you're playing freshmen. And then hopefully at some point you get to where you build it, you know. So sometimes it's a good thing you're playing freshmen.
We talk about Quinn Giles, he's a local kid, and it's just his progress.
Yeah, I love Quinn. First of all, he's as good a young man as you can sign. Great character. He's got phenomenal ability. And he's going to be a really good player for us. I don't know when. Can't promise you the first game. But I've been really impressed with the maturity of this freshman class, emotionally, in so many ways. You know, we hadn't had any incidents with them. We hadn't had any academic problems in summer school. And they've gone out and went, and they've gone through training camp. And I know it was hard on them, but they didn't show it. So I think that's a good sign for the future.
Coach, it seemed like you guys learned to win on the road about halfway through the season last year. Is that something you can take with you with lots of players coming back?
I hope so. I hope we don't have to wait again because it was getting grueling. We'll probably take the dog with us again this year. I don't know what the reason was, you know, last year. But playing on the road, it's different, you know. It's different, and you know, it's everybody talks about this BCS, non-BCS, and what your record is, and they never mention where the games are played. They never mention where the games are played. I mean, it's a tremendous advantage, and in those BCS programs, they pay people to come play, all right, and it's not just because they have maybe a more talented or gifted football team, but they got them at home. And if you don't think it makes a difference, just ask Mississippi State. You know, we had a home game, and that helped us. I'm not sure that result would have been the same had we gone to Starkville. But at some point, you got to learn how to play on the road.
Outside of the compliance staff, what does the coaching staff do to watch that 20-hour, 8-hour cap time practice time, that sort of thing?
Well, ours is structured. I mean, let me tell you, I can tell you exactly what we're doing on Wednesday of Idaho week right now. So we don't deviate from the routine. And we set our week out. Sundays their day off. They know exactly what we're doing on Monday. They know exactly what we're doing on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. And it doesn't matter if we win 50-0 or lose 50-0, we're doing the same thing every week. So, you know, we don't really have that problem. And we got it laid out, and we count it up, and here it is, guys. And the players know their weekly work schedule. And it's that's what it is. I don't know why else that would be an issue. Any other questions?
Yeah, your third year here, obviously a bowl win, new turf, new video board. Do you want your guys to think about that and to build on that, or do you want them to have a short-term memory?
Well, I think what I hope last year's success has done is it's built confidence and it's inspired them to work even harder and focus even more, knowing that if you put the investment in, you're going to get return out. And I think it's done that. And I think that part's good. And I also think I think they need to see all these improvements that are happening because I think it puts a good burden on them that, you know what, people are investing in you and it's important you give back by how you prepare and how you compete. And that's always been my philosophy when I got here. You know, I told them, I'm going to take care of you as best I can. I'm going to give you everything you need to succeed. But it's a two-way street. And if we're going to do that on our end, then the expectation is you go out and pour your heart out for this school on Saturday. And that's how it works. So I'm going to keep giving, and they got to give back. You know, we give everything in resources. Now you got to give us your heart on game day, and that's what matters. Anything else? Thanks for coming, guys. Great crowd.